Welcome to the In Hope Podcast, where each Monday we drop a new episode to help strengthen unity in the body of Christ. We want you to be part of the conversation, so make sure you comment, like, share, and follow. I'm your host, Preach. We got a great conversation for you today. Let's get into it. So one of my favorite chapters, one of my absolute favorite chapters in all of Scripture is Romans 12. Oh. And I feel like he touches on that. He touches on the body aspect. He touches on the different gifts. And he's saying, if we've been given all these things by the grace of God, let us use them.
Yeah.
Right. And then it just gets into a lot of this. This is how we're to treat one another. And
he talks about how they're meant to be used. And a lot of it's for equipping and edifying the church.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like sometimes we can go in disunity of that by just like, well, this is my gift and I'm meant to use it for my purposes, that God's called me to.
Yeah.
It's for the church.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then recognizing also, it's like your gift is not the only gift in the room.
Yeah. Right. Totally. Even of the same kind. Big. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause there's only those five that are listed there. And then there's like the fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And he lists out like other things like healing and abilities like that.
Yeah.
Which are also gifts, but then like the kind of like five types of.
Yeah. Yeah.
The apest. Apest.
Yep. Yep.
Which I've heard called the fivefold as well. I really like that stuff because it really just shows God's order in a lot of ways and just how he created us different on purpose.
Yeah.
To do different things within the body. And I just think that's really cool.
Yeah. Well, and then seeing also how they balance each other out.
Yeah. And they totally balance each other
out. Right. Like,
is like the A's versus the S's. So it's the apostle types versus the shepherd types. They're like the push forward. Like we need to reach the world. Evangelists too. And then the shepherds are like, no, we got to bring everybody with us.
Exactly.
And like they kind of put the brakes on a little bit. So you end up with this like kind of.
Yeah.
But it keeps. And then these ones are helping these like not sit and just minister to the same four people their whole life. You know.
Exactly.
So that they actually reach the world. So,
exactly.
Yeah. You need both heads. It's really cool.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun stuff. So we can talk more about that.
No, yeah. We'll have to make sure we get in on that. So this one with this idea of walk-worthy. So. This was a great camp. I know me and you were both saying like we enjoy the camps.
Our camps
this past week that we did. We actually did a podcast with our I forget. We used to call it youth director, but it's more like family life or next gen director. Mm-hmm. Out here, he's a next gen director for Southern Idaho Ministry Network, and we did a conversation with him because they had just come back from youth camp. And so we were talking about youth camps and just kind of that unity piece. And I love anytime you can get a good conference or youth camp or those types of things together. So that's where I was at. It was a little conference out there in Ohio. And then I know you did. You said it was at Northeast.
It's Northeast Boise. Eastwind is the name of the church.
Okay. There you go.
I love camps. See, well, here's the reason I love camps so much. It's like if we could just do that all the time, we would be in such a better place, right? But it's really just that, and it's kind of impossible to really do that every day of the week because we have jobs or we have school or we have other, you know, for kids they have school. But it's that dedicated time with God and his people.
Exactly.
And nothing else.
Yeah.
And you're spending, and even though they're doing games and stuff, there's still like days in a row of actually connecting with God intentionally.
Exactly.
And if we could just do intentional connection with God every day would be like camp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's really something. That's the thing I'm always telling the youth when we're like coming back from camp. It's like, just try to do this every day.
Yeah.
Just try to do it every day. And it's hard.
Yeah.
Like it's hard to
get. And you may not be able to do as much time.
You may not have as much time, but you can do at least some time every day with God.
And it adds up.
And it's not meant to be like this, you know, religious practice.
Yeah.
It's like, that's literally, you're creating a relationship with the Lord and Savior of the world and the one who created you.
Yeah.
And so if you could do that every day, you're just going to have a better life. Yeah. like life Absolutely. Will be better in that way because you're connected to the source.
Yeah. And you are, like you said, at camp, we've set aside this bigger block of time to really make that the focus.
We're making it the aim. Focus.
And it's funny because, I mean, you look at youth camps and those types of things. It's not like we're even up there in the sanctuary at the altar every minute, every hour of the day. Like you're playing games or going on. But the time that you do spend with God is absolutely elevated, yes. right? Because you're spending more time in devotion, more time mm-hmm. in prayer, more time doing a big church service every night kind of deal, yeah. right? Like, and we don't do that. But what came to my mind was, man, this idea of setting off a bigger block of time just focused on God and what we get from that. Well, that's what the Sabbath was supposed to be.
Oh, sure.
Like,
yeah, totally.
Like,
yeah,
God,
see why
God,
it.
God planned for us to have camp once
keep
a week.
Keep that holy day, man. Just keep that holy day so we can
like,
do that.
Man,
yeah.
Like, that's so interesting when you think about that, because it's like, okay, this was like the part of the prescription, like to just yeah. give a day, like give a day every single week and yep. give that focus and a bigger block of time. And man,
I can't say that.
I've never. No, and I can't either. Well,
but I understand that, like
yeah.
And when I've been able to do it, when I've been mm-hmm. able to like be really intentional and do that every day, I do notice a difference.
Yeah,
like, it's there.
Absolutely.
And then it's just like, you know, the same thing. There's these battles against us, like keeping us from doing. There's always something that gets in the way. Like,
yeah.
There's always some distraction or our phones or whatever it is. And but when we can actually be that intentionally yeah. disciplined,
man,
it makes a difference.
And I've never thought of a Sabbath in that way. Like literally until we were just talking about it, just like
yeah,
that.
Just
this
came
is
again.
That big oh, block it. Of time that I mean you could use almost every week.
Yeah,
right.
God could certainly give us fresh revs in this
oh,
meeting here.
Come on
right?
now, come on.
Anytime, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Because what are we doing? We're doing that exactly right now.
Exactly.
We're setting this intentional time aside to talk about His ways and
yeah.
what He did at camps and stuff, and He's going to talk to us some more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. So if we're doing that, if we're setting aside that time intentionally each week, right? I'm just thinking we went from when the Sabbath was regularly practiced and it really was a day set apart to spend yeah. time with God, and you increased, you elevated that amount of time that you're giving to Him every day.
Yeah.
Like now there's more focus, there's more emphasis towards that. And we know He always meets us. Whenever we step, He steps towards us, right?
Yeah.
He always meets us with what we're outputting. He's multiplying
yeah.
Back. So you had that each week with the Sabbath. And then I feel like it slowly transformed over to we do that on the Sabbath to know now it's church service on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And now, so unless you're still in a black church down in the South, your church service, I'm just, look. Like,
I
unless,
would love to go to a black
the,
church in the South,
unless we're
bro.
At the Potter's
That'd
house.
That'd be so fun. Right? I need to go to one of
right?
those.
Like, unless we're at the Potter's house where service goes for, you know, he's preaching for over 2 hours,
oh, yeah.
right? And that's not
that.
Counting worship. That's not, like, he's preaching for over 2 hours. So unless we're talking about one of those services,
yeah.
really,
it's a short amount of time.
We went from a day to now our quote unquote Sabbath, our holy day, our day to God is like usually about an hour or two.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's an hour.
Yeah, we
or
don't
two
even
service.
Do our Sabbath on Sunday.
Right.
Because Sunday, because I was in church.
Yeah.
Leadership.
Yeah. yeah, yeah
so
exactly.
Sunday's like almost a work day.
Exactly.
I mean, I still get a lot out of it and it's awesome to go to
yeah,
church
yeah.
and I love it, but you're managing things. You're trying
yeah.
to figure things out.
So it's would, not like just
it's not
attending
a, rest
a service.
Day. It's
no,
not a rest
yeah,
in
no,
God.
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely.
It's a receive something. Uh-huh. And worship, but yeah, we usually do Saturday just because that's
exactly
the day that we can do,
yeah,
and really just rest and be present.
Yeah, well, and I mean, and shout out to my seventh day guys, because I mean, Saturday
yeah.
truly is a Sabbath. I mean,
yeah.
that is truly the seventh
yes,
day.
Yes, right. That was right? supposed to be seventh day. Yeah.
But what's it called?
No you problems have, with that,
right? But and then the reason why we started doing church on Sundays because that was the day of the Lord. That's the day He resurrected.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the first day of the week, day of the Lord, day yeah. resurrected. So we started doing service on that day. But I mean, back you looking at Acts, they met day to day.
It was day to day.
It was day to day.
And that's the thing about
right?
it. It's like
so,
camp. Like they're eating together.
They're eating together.
Like
they're worshiping together day to day, praying together day to day. And they're just spending these larger amounts of time. And so, I mean, if nothing else, if we had kind of kept that rhythm of the Sabbath really being a day where we unplug and we're yeah. focused on God, that would, I mean, I feel like for most people that would probably multiply.
Oh, sure.
You know, what we're the time we're spending with God.
But there
easily.
Are studies about how many days in a row you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just saw this one and go look it up.
Okay.
Like just search like days in a row of reading the Bible and how it impacts you.
Yeah.
And they, the one that I heard, it was, and so, you know, this is just me repeating. So this may not be fact or, but, under 3 days, they didn't notice a huge, massive difference. But over 3 days, they noticed high percentages of drops in like depression and anxiety.
Oh,
and,
I've
like,
heard that. I've
yeah,
heard
right.
That. Yeah, yeah.
And like, so that even another like kind of, yeah, maybe we should be doing this every day because
exactly.
Because we'll actually feel better. There is something to reading the Word of God that
absolutely.
Like will lift you up, and it'll convict you too. Like,
yeah,
like crazy if you're really reading it.
Mm-hmm.
But it also like brings you to these places of peace and joy and all these things. And if we're doing it more than 3 times a week, we'll see more. I do agree. Yeah. Like if we could just do the Sunday, that would be super helpful. But like if we can get over 3 days, that'd be even more helpful.
No, absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Even if it's just that small amount of time over every day.
Yeah.
Versus and spend some time, you know, praising and asking and doing the prayer time too.
Yeah.
Within that, I think is really important.
Yeah. Well, and look, I'm a slow reader. Okay. Like
I don't like reading more than a chapter a day.
Yeah. Well, so that's what I was going to say is like, I'm a slow reader, but I could at least do a chapter a day, like within 5 minutes. Now, if I'm highlighting and, you know, doing all that type of stuff, maybe it's going to extend to, you know, 15, 20, maybe, you know, but I mean, you think 15 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day?
Oh, yeah. It takes like, hardly any chapter, time to read a chapter.
Right? Yeah. Like, you can read a chapter in Scripture every single day. Just give it 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like if you were doing that, you do that Sunday through Friday. And then on your Saturday, on your Sabbath, whenever you choose to be, it doesn't have to be on Saturday. But, like, you choose whatever day, you know, you're saying, okay, I'm dedicating this day to God. I'm going to rest. I'm not going to be doing work and stuff. And I think this is another thing. I feel like with the Sabbath, back in the day, it was you're not doing any work. That means around the house, you're not doing chores.
Like nothing,
you're not. And I feel like that's so hard for us.
It is hard, especially when you got kids and stuff.
Yeah, that is so hard.
Oftentimes the weekends are the time to clean up. We've tried to make our Sunday afternoon as our cleanup day.
Cleanup day, yeah, yeah.
And so that we do try to maintain the, like, not really doing a lot of work on Saturday. It is hard, though.
It is.
It's super difficult.
It's pulling back. We really have to be able to pull back from some of the busyness. Because what's crazy is, like,
I'm getting convicted right now. I'm going to do it even more. Like, seriously.
The 5 day.
Man, I need to do that Sabbath better.
The 5 day work week. Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's new when you look at history.
Yeah.
Like, that's a new American thing.
Right.
It used to be work 6 days a week and rest one.
Yeah.
Yet somehow now it's harder to rest a full day when we have 2 days.
Well, but there's so much more distraction now.
There is.
Right. Back in the day, they didn't have TVs.
No.
They didn't have all the different sports things that we do, all the programs with schools, all the things that we're trying to do to just constantly keep ourselves busy.
Man.
And so it was easier to, I mean, they probably spent every night like, hey, we're not watching TV. Let's read.
Yeah.
You know, like they were reading like way more regularly than we were. Well, it's like, or something, or even having conversations.
Yeah.
Where we just like numb ourselves a lot. And so we feel busier than we actually are.
Than we actually are. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and what's crazy about that too is a lot of times that's these things that we default to, these distractions, a lot of times we default to them, one, because they're giving us like, you know, some type of dopamine release and we're, you know, we're fascinated, you know, we don't want to say that as adults, but we're fascinated by the screen, right?
Pretty.
Right? And so,
shiny.
And so we default to these things, and it's often when we're tired. But what's interesting is that they give us no energy.
No.
They, in no way do they help rejuvenate us or help us.
And they usually make our sleep not as good.
Yeah.
So then we're more tired the next day.
Right.
It's like a whole nother conversation. Again.
It is literally like a drug. It is literally like a drug.
Totally.
To where we go to the drug for some type of release, some type of quick fix release.
Mm-hmm.
And the drug only ends up making the problem worse.
Right.
And so we have to go back to it.
Just like any drug.
Man.
And then you need more and more of it to get the same fix.
Yeah.
And then eventually you're just a zombie.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Been there. go through that cycle.
Right.
Absolutely. Quite occasionally.
Look, I'm going to be confession.
We got to do one of these. This is a one finger pointed out and three pointed.
Right.
Back.
Exactly. Right. Like confessional, like a Cobra Kai has me on that right now.
Cobra Kai.
Professional.
Yes.
Cobra Kai has.
That's awesome.
I've been like kind of catching up on Cobra Kai. And it's kind of like when I have a moment, I'm like, oh, let me throw Cobra Kai on. Like, no, like, dude. Like, open your Bible back up.
Sure. Yeah. Unfortunately for me, it's like TikTok.
TikTok. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And I, this is actually funny because I kind of convince myself because I do follow mostly Christian content creators. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I get a lot out of it a lot of the time. So, and maybe some of that's true. Like, it's really good. But then I still like don't, I'm the thing I'm lacking in that though is it's a lot of input and there's not a lot of like listening to God.
Yeah.
And definitely not a lot of praying to God in that.
Yeah.
It's just hearing about God, mm-hmm. which is good. And I'm learning things all the time.
Yeah, you can learn things.
But if I'm not taking the time to actually sit and listen and pray as well, then it's not going to be as beneficial.
Yeah. I wonder.
There's still no relationship there.
Yeah. I wonder. And so, and this kind of goes back into this idea of us having different gifts, right? Because mm-hmm. I feel like, for example, with content creators, right, as we're watching, we're listening to content creation, we're listening to sermons and all those different kinds of things, they're using some of their gifts of teaching and different things for, and we're receiving from that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really curious if there is, and maybe this needs to be another study, right? Because you can look at, and studies have been performed on, if you're reading your Bible every day, how it affects you. Is there something similar to as far as if you're listening to a sermon, right? Or you're listening to messages or, mm-hmm. you know, Christian content, right? How is that going to affect you over the long haul, over so many days?
Yeah, I would assume it's probably better than not.
It's probably better than not, things. Right?
Because I do feel pretty good most of the time, because I am taking some of that in and I'm learning things about God through it. So I don't think it's bad.
No. And I wouldn't think it's bad either, but I'm curious to where, how does it line up?
Yeah. That would be interesting.
So my default thought is listening to a sermon every day is not going to be the same as reading his word every day. Not that it's going to be bad, but it's not going to be as good.
It won't be the same. Well, and it won't be the same because it's only that person's perspective of his mm-hmm. message, right?
Yeah.
Something I've learned more because I've actually been reading the Bible more this year than probably any year prior.
Okay. Yeah.
And part of that, this is actually really sweet. My daughter, who's 7, just randomly started like liking me to read the Bible to her at night.
Nice.
And so I'm reading like 2 to 3 chapters a night just with her, just because she likes falling asleep to it.
That is cool.
Which is, again, just shows you like the peace that it brings. She doesn't understand it. Like, I'm not reading the kids' Bible. I'm reading the real Bible.
Yeah.
And there's like some heavy stuff in there. Mm-hmm. And she's just listening. And hopefully, like, I'm hoping the Holy Spirit's like downloading some of it.
Exactly.
I'm sure it is.
Writing that onto her heart. Yeah.
But for some reason, it's super comforting to her.
Yeah.
And it was such an actual answer to prayer for us just because she has some other struggles. But so cool. But I'm just in it more often and that reading and I'm just starting to realize some of the things I'm like, you know, I may have been taught some things wrong, you know, and you start realizing like not every sermon you hear is fully correct.
Yeah.
And maybe even some of the things I've taught in the past have not been fully correct. And that's why it's so important for us to actually read our Bibles because, a lot of times, well, even me, like I've taught things and maybe even said things here.
Yeah.
I've taught things that I learned because I listened and many preachers said the same thing. Mm-hmm. But then I go and look at it. It's like, is that really exactly what it is?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even,
I know what you mean.
Well, even like
I know
the,
what you mean. Yeah.
And you see that with like prosperity gospel and stuff, especially, mm-hmm. but, and that there's nothing you can do wrong once you're forgiven, that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. Like there's some of those things that I've heard.
Yeah.
And it sounds great. And that's a good way to maybe bring people in.
Feels good.
But then you're like,
yeah,
what about this part that we just talked about this in the other episode? What about this part that says, if we don't forgive, we won't be forgiven. Like, what about that?
Yeah. Right.
Like, right. So then that's why it's so important to read it for ourselves and not just listen to a sermon.
Oh man.
Once a day.
That's so true.
I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm starting to get more convicted on different things that I was I didn't know that. I didn't feel that way.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, I feel like there's even something to, you can almost hear someone say something word for word, but then when you read it in here, it just hits
you and God. Well, it's just you and God, and especially if you're inviting the Holy Spirit into it, be like, I don't think I do this enough, but this is a great thing to do. When you're getting ready to read, it's like, God, just what do you want to tell me today? Like asking the Holy Spirit, like, Holy Spirit, will you just help me understand what I'm reading? I don't think we do that nearly enough.
No, absolutely
not. And then taking time to listen afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, we're almost, was never doing that like a couple years ago. And now, even now I'm like, I forget to like step do that because it's hard. It's hard to like sit and do nothing and just listen.
It's so... But again, that's where we, that hurry.
Yeah,
that
we're like, oh, I got to get to the next thing. Yeah. Or am I picking my up my phone to watch more content on that? It's like, why don't I, and this is, I'm convicting myself here right now. It's like, I haven't been doing this well in the last week even. Yeah. And so I'm like, I need to spend more time, like, when I'm done with that reading, going like, okay, I'm just going to sit for a minute, close my eyes. God, let your spirit speak to me.
Come on.
And we just don't do that enough. And that's why it's different than I think listening to a sermon online or stuff. And a lot of times when we're listening online, we're not even processing it. We're just like, we hear it and then we scroll to the next thing because it's, that's the programming, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because then you're just ready for the next thing.
It's like, yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Next
thumbs
thing.
Up.
Next thing.
Heart. Yeah. <You know? laughs> Good message.
Man.
Am I actually putting it into practice or receiving it like I would if I sat and listened for a minute? And maybe you could do that with a sermon.
Yeah.
Maybe you could.
You could.
You know, listen to a sermon and then do that same thing. Like, God, what did you want to teach me through that? And I'm going to listen for a minute and just see if you tell me something.
You could. But I also feel like, again, that kind of comes back to the apest.
Yeah.
Right? Where I feel like there's this matter of, okay, some people are going to be teaching to you, right? Mm-hmm. But the reason why we can't just solely rely on the hand, we can't solely rely on the foot, we can't just solely rely on any single member or type of member from the body is because we need it all. Because that that teacher is going to teach you lots of great stuff and you'll be able to know lots of great stuff, but it's the apostle and the evangelist that's actually going to push you to get out there and do something with it.
Right.
Right.
Oh, sure.
It's that prophet that's going to, you know, be like, hey, you know this, you're not doing it, right? Mm-hmm. Or correcting some of the things that were taught wrong, right?
Yeah.
And so you go through these different deals and it's like, okay, we need these different gifts and we need all of them in our lives, not meaning like I need to practice every single gift or you need to practice every single gift, but we need to surround ourselves with people that have these different gifts and open our lives up to them in relationship. I mean, that just kind of gets back to, hey, we have to be in relationship.
Yeah, that's why small groups are so important.
Right, yeah,
and
absolutely.
Doing that deeper dive studies and stuff like that. And really, because, I mean, any given church on a Sunday is going to have a really hard time getting as deep as they should or could.
Oh,
man. Well, part of that's on purpose. Like part of that is that like, you can't go super deep with a brand new Christian.
Yeah. And like, you can't go
without
super
scaring
deep
them, without scaring them out
of
church.
People.
And like with a bunch of people. Yeah. And there's no like intimacy there. Yeah. There's no like, I'm you know, revealing my struggles to you and you're revealing your struggles to me and we could talk it out. No, it's all very surface level. Like this is the general ideas of what the Bible means.
Exactly.
And then of course, like we said, there's room for error there.
Yeah.
Where people don't put your pastors on a pedestal and say they're going to be perfect all the time.
Exactly.
And don't hold them to like this extreme accountability on it either because they're not going to be perfect all the time. And so you got to have some forgiveness and mercy there, but you also need to take it home. And how many people just go to church and just listen to the sermon, don't do anything else?
Yeah.
Like they're not thinking about it a whole lot afterwards, and they're definitely not comparing it to the Bible to actually make sure that what was taught was correct.
Exactly.
And pastors, I mean, for the most part, they want to do it right.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to do it right when I was a youth pastor, but I'm sure I said things that were wrong.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, and I would say even a lot of believers want to do it right. But sometimes it's hard taking that next step from hearing to doing when you feel like you're going to that next step alone as well.
Yeah.
Right. And that's where community needs to happen. That's one of the reasons. I mean, we even say right here on as we're talking right on this platform, like you can't hold us on a pedestal.
Yeah. No, we're please don't.
Yeah. No, right? Please. Please don't. I mean, that pedestal
will fail.
That pedestal better be so small. And but like, even,
one step
it's like,
either
it's
way.
Like that little one step
I
down.
Got this spot good.
It's a one step down pedestal.
Yeah.
But, even with that, one of the reasons why I love the idea of just even like this platform, mm-hmm. it's conversation.
Yeah.
And I feel like conversation a lot of times is that next step or that bridge from the just hearing information and getting into practice and accountability.
Yeah.
And I know that accountability is like an A word, right? It's,
it's an A word.
It's an A word.
I haven't heard that right? before. That's good.
But, I feel like conversation that's where a lot of that happens. I remember.
Well, even really, in just in this, right? We're having this conversation and I'm feeling convicted right
same,
now.
Same, right?
It's like, if we hadn't had this conversation today, I wouldn't have been convicted as I am right now.
What's funny is like, we're pretty much at time right now. And we did not touch on the topic at all.
That's good.
So but
God,
that's good.
God must have had different things in mind.
It's good conversation, right? Yeah. It's good conversation. Mm-hmm. So, and I feel like that's one thing I would encourage. I would encourage everyone is that you need to have that community where you can have the deeper conversations that go deeper than a Sunday sermon, right?
Yep.
That also can bring some accountability and some motion to things actually being practiced. I think that's big.
It's huge.
Yeah, because I mean, even with this podcast, that's one of the reasons why we say on this podcast, time and time again, people hear me say, join the conversation, join the conversation, join the. I don't want this just to be another place where you're hearing things.
Yeah.
It's one directional. You're just getting information and getting. No, like join the conversation. I want to hear your thoughts. I want you to comment. I want you to send messages. I want to know how we're putting these things in practice together and be praying for one another and encouraging one another. Right. And so I think that's really big is that even with this. So that's going to be my final word is like, join the conversation. Don't just listen. Don't just hear. Like, obviously, I want you to listen. I want you to hear. And maybe you're like, I'm not quite there yet. Just know this is my goal is to get you to join the conversation and not just hear it.
Yeah.
All right. So if you're not there yet, okay, we're going to give you a little bit of time.
Yeah. But there's a verse around it, right? There's the as one man, as iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another, and man or woman.
Yeah.
And God knows that when we get together and talk things out, we're gonna do a better job of sharpening each other.
Absolutely.
And not just be dull or like, you know, or struggling.
Absolutely.
Because you learn so much just by talking things
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're not meant to do it alone.
No. There you go. That's the truth right there.
And if we do it on our own, we're gonna just make it sound like whatever we want it to sound like.
No, we are so good.
We're so selfish that way.
So good.
That's not what that means.
Yep. So good at justifying, giving ourselves these reasons all around, mm-hmm. reasoning our way into things or out of things. And I would even say, I mean, even with this, like as people listen, we want you to join the conversation with us and invite others in the conversation with you.
Yeah.
All right. Like share this with someone. Be like, hey, I want you to listen to this podcast. What do you think about it? And just get conversation going.
Yeah.
That way, the more of these conversations that are happening around unity, right, the more likely it is for the church to have a focus and a practice of unity.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us for the In Hope podcast. Hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Remember, we want you to be part of the conversation. So comment, like, share, and follow. Also, we want you to consider being a ministry partner with us. For as little as $2 a month, you can help continue this podcast and other ministries that teach about unity and invest in collaborative efforts. Connect with us via social media throughout the week, and we look forward to seeing you next week on Monday on the In Hope podcast.